Intolerable by Lorenzo Cat Johnson. I would like to start by thanking everyone who have helped me in any shape or form in proving my innocence. As noted by the infamous Third Circuit Court of Appeals in their decision on October 15, 2013, denying my request to have the same panel of judges that previously vacated my sentence. Here, my new evidence that undermines the prosecution case in a pretty devastating fashion. Third Circuit Court of Appeals was not done yet. The new panel of judges simply denied my petition by saying, habeas petition is denied because petitioner has not made a prima facie showing that his claim satisfied the applicable standard. The standard for a prima facie case is not very high. My case was bound over for trial because someone lied and said I was present on the scene, and that was all that was needed for the court to find prima facie. My newly discovered evidence includes 13 witnesses, with one being a detective who worked my case, and two attorneys. The sad thing is, at times, the police, prosecutors, and judges have been in concert being the foundation of injustice, which make innocent people look at justice as being very elusive to us. Within the last couple of months, I've witnessed a couple innocent comrades plead guilty to lesser charges to regain their freedom. Some cases, they plead guilty to life sentences to escape death row. Every innocent prisoner situation is different. I don't knock what one does to change his or her circumstances. I mention this to say this. That's how bad the criminal justice system have become. In certain situations, the only way an innocent person will regain their freedom is for them to allow the prosecution to maintain their wrongful conviction. Lawyers can know their client is innocent and have law and facts on their side and still fear a judge not serving justice, leading them to be more willing to entertain a deal with the prosecution. I speak for all innocent prisoners. Justice for us is exoneration or vindication of all charges. Anything besides that fuels more and future corruption. And to police, prosecutors, and judges who knowingly and intentionally work as a unit to convict innocent people will be criminally held accountable, innocent people and their families will continue to suffer and lose years or decades of their life. Unfortunately, some will lose their life. Let me not leave out the lawyers who also play a role intentionally or use the innocent prisoner as a bargaining chip. The Attorney General has until January 1st, 2014 to file a reply to my appeal pending in front of my trial judge in the Dauphin County Courthouse in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. So you can say, I'm back at the scene of the crime, meaning I'm back at the place where my life was taken, a crime I never committed. I'm asking all of my supporters and people against innocent people being in prison to go to freelorenzojohnson.org and sign my petition. Get involved in my fight to prove my innocence once and for all. Anything you could do to help me, I highly appreciate it. Wrongful convictions must stop now, but that will never take place if society don't let this flawed system know that you're paying attention. I spent 18 years in prison innocent of my charge. When is justice going to take place, or is it ever going to? By Lorenzo Cat Johnson.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.